Felix Kafka, thank you very much for being with us. You were born on the 28th of June, 1925 in Prague. What was your favorite place at the time in Prague when you were a kid?
The street that we moved into when I was when I began to go to school was Pashiska Trida. It was a big block of flats, and we had a flat on the top floor, and the school was sort of round the corner. It was pretty close to the river, and that's about all I can remember, to be quite honest.
Was it a happy childhood for you?
I think so, yes. I had a pretty happy childhood generally.
You were part of some Maccabi. You were part of the Jewish sport organization. Were you also involved in some other organizations in Prague?
Not that I can recall, to be quite honest. I just used to go to school, and that's all that I seem to remember from those days.
And the Maccabi, do you remember playing sports in the Maccabi club?
Oh, yes, yes. We used to go to Maccabi to do some exercises. It was somewhere not very far from the center somewhere. I no longer remember where. I'm very sorry.
As I said, you were born on the 28th of June, 1925, and exactly 14 years later, you embarked on one of these famous trains, now famous, organized, among others, by Nicholas Winton. This day of your birthday, do you have some memory of it?
Well, I remember that indeed it was my birthday that I got onto the children's transport, and we were put on a train, and I remember that we, at least I regarded more as an exciting trip rather than anything else. But my parents, who put me together with my brother on the train, were very unhappy, which one can well understand.
I guess there were a lot of unhappy parents when you left.
Indeed, there must have been. But to be honest, I don't really remember many of them. No, we were just on the train with a whole lot of children, and we just went off. Then we went through Germany, through Holland, and then from the, I think it was from the hook of Holland that we went by boat to England.
Do you remember the arrival in England, the first day you arrived?
Well, vaguely, very vaguely again. My brother and I were a particular pair that didn't have a family collecting us. So we arrived in, not very far from Ipswich. What was the name of the port? Oh, goodness me, I don't even remember that. And we went by train to London, where we were put again on the train back to Ipswich, and somewhere near there we were put into a refugee camp for children, which was I think it was a school that happened to be empty at that time of the year, and we were put in there, and we were there for a while with a whole lot of other children. And what else can I tell you?
Your father, he was actually the head of the Jewish community in Prague, and he managed also to reach England a few months later. Do you remember when you met there?
As far as I recall, he was sent actually by the Germans to France to negotiate about something or other for paying for Jews leaving the occupied Czechoslovak Republic, and he came over to visit us while we were in the camp sometime at the end of September 1939. And while he was visiting us, I seem to recall the war started, Germany invaded Poland, and all the frontiers were closed. So my father was left in England, and my mother was left in Prague, and that's about all I can remember about the beginning of the war. My father then, as far as I can recall, moved to a friend in London, and eventually he became the assistant to one of the ministers in the Czech government in London.
The Czech government in exile. And during this time, you started to study in England yourself?
Well, from the camp, from the refugee camp near Ipswich, we moved down to, somewhere in the south of England, I remember, for a little while, to another camp or disused school or something of that sort. And from there, we then moved to Cheltenham College in Cheltenham, actually to go to school. And so we went to Cheltenham school. I seem to remember for about 3 or 4 years. And when it came to what was then called the school certificate, I managed to pass it pretty well, and I then managed to go to university, to City and Guilds College in London University, and I stayed with my father, I remember, going to the university.
What do you remember the most? Was it also the stress about not being able to communicate with your mother who stayed in Czechoslovakia? Was it the bombings of England at that time? What do you remember the most from this time in school?
The only thing that I remember was we wrote letters through Switzerland. My parents had some friends in Switzerland to whom we wrote the letters, and they then forwarded them to my mother, as far as I know. As far as I can recall, the flat where we used to live and where my mother continued to live were taken over by the Germans, and she moved again. I don't know the details, but she moved to live with some friends, and then eventually she was taken by the Germans to Lodz. That wasn't a concentration camp in Lodz, that was a part of the city.
A ghetto.
Yes, it was reserved for the Jews.
And from Lodz, she was deported to Auschwitz.
From Lodz, she was then taken to Auschwitz, as far as I know. And from there, very fortunately, she was taken to another place. And again, I don't know which place, but another place where she worked in some sort of a factory. If I remember correctly, the factory was making breathing masks for, I don't know, the German army or something or other, and that's how she managed to survive.
This year there are going to be celebrations for the 80th anniversary of the victory. Do you remember where you were on the 8th of May 1945?
Oh, goodness me, no, that I don't remember. I remember vaguely, as it were, when the war ended, but I couldn't honestly tell you where I was and what we were doing at that particular time. So I was at the university, still living with my father, as far as I know, with another family in London. And then my father went back to Prague with the Czech government, and then he started looking for my mother, where she could be, whether she was indeed still alive and so on. And finally he found her. And then they got together again. And what happened in detail, I couldn't honestly tell you. I don't know. But they managed to get some sort of a flat in London. And that's where they lived when my father found my mother.
And do you remember the first time you came back to Prague?
It must have been fairly soon after the end of the war. I went to a student congress. As a student, I went to this congress in Prague, and that's where I met my mother again for the first time after the war, in her flat. And I took one or two photographs that I remember.
Has she ever told you about her terrible experience during the war?
We talked very little about what happened to her, actually, during the war. I still keep on blaming myself, perhaps for not asking enough questions, but I had the impression that she didn't want to talk about it very much, that her experiences in the forced labor and in Auschwitz and things like that, they must have been unpleasant enough for her not to want to talk about it. That at least is my impression now, because she talked very little about it, at least with me.
Your older brother, Jiří Pavel, joined the RAF in 1942. Were you scared about him? Did you want to join as well at one point?
Well, at that point, that's when I was starting my university. And I didn't really want to join, to be quite honest. Worrying enough to have my brother in the RAF and wondering whether he would survive and so on and so forth. So I kept on working in a university. I studied chemical engineering, and then when I got my first degree, I started working at the university as research on anti-aircraft rockets, and I worked there for 4 years, got my doctorate for it, my PhD, and that was, as it were, my national service.
I know you speak Czech very well. You still do speak Czech very well. Do you feel Czech?
That's a very difficult question, because I've lived now in England for goodness knows 85 years or so, I don't know. And I feel Czech, and I feel British, and I feel Jewish. And it's all mixed up together, as it were. Although, to be quite honest, I must say that in terms of Jewish, I tend to feel more religion rather than nationality. So I feel both Czech and British put together. But my Czech is all right, but I keep on forgetting words. And goodness knows, at my age, I tend to forget words in English as well. But, as you probably know, I talk to my brother, or rather, Mrs. Machacová, in Czech every day, and that keeps my Czech going, as it were.
Did you manage to pass some Czech language to your children?
No, I'm afraid not. My wife was very English, and she was actually Church of England, not Jewish, and we brought our children very much on the English, in the English way. They probably know one or two Czech words, but that's about all that they know. They certainly can't speak Czech.
Have you met Nicholas Winton yourself?
Yes, I had. That was many years ago when I met him here in England. Maybe once or twice, that's about all. And I think, if I remember rightly, I met him again in Prague, and we sort of shook hands and we talked for a wee little while, but more than that, I honestly don't know.
Have you met any other of the so-called Winton children?
No, funny enough, I haven't. The trouble is that I've not been, well, I lived in London for some years, but I've never actually met any people, any children that had been in the same children's transport or anything of that sort. No, I'm sorry, I haven't.
And looking back at this story, how do you see it now?
I think it was extraordinarily lucky, to be honest, that Winton decided to help so many children. And from what I gather, he had to forge certain documents. Goodness knows what, I don't know. But it was very, very fortunate. And I and my brother were very lucky to have got on the children's transport to get out. That's the overall kind of a feeling that I have.
How do you think Europe and Czech Republic and the world should mark this 80th anniversary of the end of the war, according to you?
I haven't given it a thought, to be quite honest.
Is there something to celebrate, or does the world situation, with the actual situation and the war in Ukraine next to us, how this anniversary should be also a way to warn the next generations, according to you?
I just hope that there will be peace and not war, I really do hope so. I hope that some sort of an agreement can be reached about Ukraine and all the other places where there is war, both in Africa and in the Middle East and so on. As I say, I hope that some sort of an agreement can be reached. I have been out of politics for so long now that I don't know what I would suggest as terms of such a peace, but I hope that that will happen. What I am most afraid of is that there should not be another world war.
Do you intend to, I know you're calling your brother every day, for you, will the 8th of May be a special day this year or not at all?
No, it wouldn't, I'm afraid. No, it wouldn't. You probably know that my brother George was born in May, and that to me is more important, quite honestly.
I understand completely. Thank you very much again, Mr. Kafka.
Well, it's a pleasure talking to you.